Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 4th, 2018. It is 1:32 PM and we'll begin this meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Reed.
Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where we have few limitations. We can worship freely, speak freely, and actively participate in a government for the people and by the people. We ask you to guide this body, giving us the wisdom to make the right decisions. All these things that we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with item number purchasing. Item A is to receive and file change order number 5 for Chief Phase 5, Chief Community Sewer Improvement Grinder Pump Support Main Installation with BDS Constructive LLC, DBA, MK Constructive for the correction of 4 of the 7 bids and the service location addresses. That project is funded by the Texas Community Development Block Grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. And a B is receive and file change order number 6 for the Chief Phase 5 Community Sewer Improvements with BDS Constructors, DDA, MK Constructors for an increase of 13 working days due to inclement working conditions, bringing the total number of working days for this project from 154 to 167. Item C is consider and approve specifications for a request for qualifications for energy performance contracting services for Jefferson County. Item D is consider and approve execute, receive, and file professional service agreement with iDocket.com Ruby Service for a host website to the district clerk's office with the reimbursement amount of 20% of subscription revenue back to county fund. Item E is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a statement of work in accordance with the digital conversion of microfilm images and indexing of official public records for the on-site scanning of deed and mortgage and lien FOBA stat books for the county clerk with Thompson Reuters Manatron in the amount of $6,825. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer in the amount of $75,000 for replacement of a chiller at the airport. Item B is regular county bills, number check number 446-983 through 447-163. Do I have a motion on those items under audit?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Hey, what did this chiller just go completely out?
Yes, sir. I think they have two. One of them is out, the other one is running on a band aid. And so is this replacing both of them?
Just one that's out.
Is there any rework of the one that's not running real well? Or does it include any work on it?
No, sir. This is just to replace the one that's completely out, that's irreparable. The one that we currently have running, we have replaced some parts on it over the last few years. And here recently we just stole a pump off the one that's not working, put on the
Thank you.
Patrick, we didn't put any money aside for this because it sounded like we would have problems even in budget.
No, not currently, because that's why we're
doing. Okay. All right.
Now, it could be a part if we end up going forward with your energy measures. It could be something to look at, but I don't think we'll have that. We don't have that time frame, too.
All right.
Kind of luxury right now. If one of those goes down, the whole
we got
place in some.
I would like to make sure that whatever we get is the most energy efficient one that we can.
At a point, what are the date installation on these two chillers?
I'm sorry, what?
When were they installed? What year? On
Both of these were installed back in 2009. 2010 when we redid the terminal.
After Hurricane Irma.
After Rita.
That was
five. Okay, but the we didn't get the terminal finished until 2009.
What's the lifespan of a chiller? That don't sound right, y'all.
Man,
that don't sound right.
For sure, we didn't have any kind of warranty to remain on that.
That doesn't sound right.
I wouldn't think so, sir, after that, unless we bought some continuous warranty, and I don't believe we have.
That don't sound right, though, y'all. That doesn't sound right.
And the other one's on the life line?
Yeah.
I mean, it could run.
We need it.
It could be run as long as it can. They don't, there's no way to have a definite time on when it will break.
No, I just mean 9 years, man.
We need it, but that doesn't sound like that at the time, guys.
Yeah.
We need to check that, and we need to check when we purchased it, because going around this time looking at that, we need to look at those specifications and everything very close.
We can just get some information, Deb, that you can send the members. You can email us on the warranty on the new units.
On the new units, I sure will. I'll send you everything I can talk
about. Thank you.
Judge, on the county clerk's item, I believe it was a duplication of our item. If that's okay with Carolyn?
No, it wasn't a duplication. You put the item on to approve us going forward. Mine is for the money.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do it out of abundance of caution. All right, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county clerk, item A, is to consider and possibly approve expenditure of $6,825 from the county clerk's record management fund to Manatron Inc. for to scan various deed and M&L quotes on site to replace poor quality microfilming. That motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Austin, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We'll table both items under county commissioners until we can have a closed session and a workshop next week. Under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve the revised final construction plans for the Cove at Taylor Landing Phase 2, located off Country Club Road Drive and Elizabeth Drive in Precinct Number 2. It's in the City of Port Arthur's territorial jurisdiction. They've been reviewed by Jefferson County Engineering and the City of Port Arthur. Item B is consider and possibly approve a minor plat of tracts 21A and 21B and 21C, 15.20 acres of land and part of the HG&B Railroad Survey Section Number 1. Abstract 138, located off Walden Road, Precinct Number 1, is located in the Beaumont ETJ. It's been reviewed by the City of Beaumont Planning and Zoning Commission. Has met all the county's engineering requirements. Item C is consider and possibly approve Track 2C, 1.327 acres of land out of the Track 2A and 2B MF Felipe Lazarin Survey, located off Howard Road in Precinct 1, not within any ETJ, and meets the county's planning requirements. Have a motion on those items under engineer.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Don, you've been able to meet with them on the Cove. Everything is going to meet county policy in terms of the new road and everything that is accompanying with it.
Yes, we met with them several times on the plans, made some revisions, and they've done everything we've asked.
Appreciate you working with them.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to receive, file, and execute an interlocal cooperation contract between Jefferson County, Texas, and Spindle Top Center regarding to mental health liaison officers. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved. Second by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Does any member of the court have anything you wish to bring to the attention of the public without taking action? I would like to mention the hurricane season began this past Friday, June 1st. Would ask all members of the public to go to ready.gov and prepare natural disaster plans for your yourself, your family, make sure that you have adequate non-perishable food, water on hand, flashlights and so forth, make sure that you've got, for any medications that are needed, that you, in the event of an evacuation, that you have additional prescriptions, you have prescription numbers and information about your physicians and insurance company phone numbers, or in a position to communicate in the event there is a need to evacuate Jefferson County or any parts of the county. The hurricane project projected staff at Colorado State University and projected that there's going to be 14 named storms this year, with 7 hurricanes, 3 hurricanes that are above class 3, which is obviously concerning. Most of those originated in the Atlantic and the Caribbean. And so the Gulf Coast is always at risk. We'll make sure that everyone has their insurance coverages up to date, particularly flood insurance. You can only buy flood insurance through an agent. If you go to FEMA.gov and type in a search for flood insurance, we'll give you directions. If you don't have an insurance agent, there's a number that you can call in with FEMA that will, where they can direct you to an agent to obtain flood insurance. And Mr. Fountain, anything else that you think we need to bring to the attention of the public? I think I would like to mention that for anyone affected by Hurricane Harvey, by the flooding, there are some philanthropic organizations that are working through JCPenney and the Salvation Army and other organizations to provide people with appliances and furniture. But in order to be eligible for that, you have to have a disaster case management number. Up until today, someone had to get a disaster case management number through some of the long-term recovery groups. You can now call 211, which will bring into Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission. They can assign you a disaster case management number in the event that you've been impacted by Harvey. You want to take advantage of those opportunities that might be available to help you to recover. There still have been, while there's been about $5 billion in community development block grant funding that's been allocated to the state of Texas for Harvey long-term recovery, it's still necessary that the state of Texas get a state action plan approved by the Housing and Urban Development in Washington. The initial state action plan was not approved because it allowed the Texas General Land Office to utilize the councils of government, like the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, as we've done in Reed and I, to assist in drafting the method of distribution and administering the long-term housing recovery plan. So it appears that the Regional Planning Commission may have a more limited role, and that the State General Land Office will be administering a long-term housing plan. It's anticipated that all the federal approvals will not be forthcoming until at least August. So we've been working in commissioner's court with the state to try to get the federal and state government in future disasters to have a pre-disaster contract in place that will allow us to implement housing recovery plans more quickly and more efficiently. And for the first time since, I think, Hurricane Rita, we actually got federal and state government willing to look at that. For those people who have recreational vehicles or MHU mobile home units that have been dispatched by either FEMA, the Texas General Land Office, to their homes, those are eligible to be as individual homes until 18 months following the date of the presidential disaster declaration. So that would be February of 2019. Any availability of those homes or ability of individuals to purchase those mobile home units, not the RVs, those are not going to be available for purchase, and only the mobile homes only under very limited circumstances. There will likely be discussions in the future as those cases are managed by the DLO and the Regional Planning Commission about whether or not that's going to be a possibility or whether or not there will be an extension of any deadlines past February 2019.
Judge, you've given us great information. My only concern is those people in Washington and in Austin, they evidently don't feel the plight of the people right here in Southeast Texas. And I'm just a little bit tired of hearing them doing nothing, because they haven't done anything, but all it is a constant talk and put off and put off. That's where I'm at now.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of the delays, particularly in the aftermath of Ike, you know, we were over 2 years before we ever got the first dollar of long-term housing recovery out to those who were impacted by Ike. And that was primarily because advocacy groups in Austin and California filed lawsuits challenging the state. And this disaster, HUD put in requirements that 70% of the long-term disaster housing money be spent in low to moderate income impacted areas. And I think that that's probably going to avert the lawsuits, probably allow us to get it out more quickly than we did after Ike and began administering the plan. I understand that the Texas General Land Office has hired 100 additional employees in Austin to help administer the plan. I still believe that it would be best to administer locally at the Regional Planning Commission, because they have so much experience, so much expertise in running the plan, or familiar with. I mean, we've never had to pay back a dollar of CDBG money because it was spent inappropriately, and they've done such a wonderful job over there. So the state's going to try to leverage the assistance of the Regional Planning Commission as best they can. But during Ike, the city of Houston and Harris County were unhappy with the Houston-Galveston Area Council, the council of government over there, how they came up with their method of distribution. Well, the housing administrator for Houston ended up as the deputy secretary of Housing and Urban Development. So as a result, Harris County and Houston each got a $1.2 billion set aside of housing funds that they're able to administer themselves in long-term housing recovery, while the rest of the 39 disaster-impacted counties are left to deal with the state administration of the plan. And my position with the state and the feds, primarily with HUD, has been that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if they're going to get a set aside in Houston and Harris County, why can't we choose to leverage the expertise of our Regional Planning Commission? But, you know, the fact of it remains is that Harris County had 116,000 homes with major damage or destruction. Jefferson County had 21,845. So we have many fewer homes, but they had five times more homes impacted than us, but their population is 20 times our size. So, you know, from a pure per capita standpoint, Jefferson County was damaged worse than any other county in the state of Texas. And unfortunately, we have the experience of running long-term housing recovery programs. And so we're hopeful that the DLO is going to allow Sean Davis and that group to be involved pretty heavily in the process so that we can deal more directly with our constituents in housing recovery.
And I don't have a problem with that, you know, but I think we need to see the audit of how many people were helped even during that time, because I still have calls coming in of people who wouldn't help. And that long-term recovery, I do not want it changed one dime, because of the simple fact, those individuals that need the money, it should get to them.
Yeah, and it's going to be the same in that. We have $5 billion, but in the Hurricane Ike long-term housing recovery plan, we just ran out of money before we ran out of people who needed help. And it's going to happen this time, too. So we're going to be more dependent, particularly on our philanthropic organizations, to assist with recovery, which they are all things willing to do. We just need to get that assistance moving before we get too deep into another hurricane season. Anything further? Well, thank you all for being here today. There's nothing further. We're adjourned.